Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here today. Yes, I came from Colombia, and I don't know what are your first thoughts about Colombia? Coffee. Yes, we were living a really nice life with my husband and two kids at the time, two boys, and it was nice. We were living in the suburbs of Bogota, nice cars, nice house, everything, until Pablo Escobar came into the picture. And it was really a strong, violent time in our country, and it was really, literally, every morning we say goodbye to our loved ones, and we didn't know if we were coming back to home. So we lived in that state for at least 4 or 5 years. It was at the late 80s and early 90s. Then after Pablo Escobar was killed, other people came into the picture, and they were the guerrillas in Colombia. So, yes, all the cartels were dismantled, but now the guerrillas got all the control of the drug dealer in Colombia, and they introduced a new business, a very profitable business, and that was kidnapping. So we got blackmailed, and we were target of this new profitable business, and so they just say that they will kidnap my kids or me or my husband, and if we were not going to give money to them. And it was not just the money, but it was about our kids, because they were even taking boys for them to take into the militia. And one of my husband's nieces, she was actually kidnapped, and she was murdered. So we thought, this is not really a joke. We really want, I think it's time to leave the country and have a better place for our kids and just a better future for them. At that time, my husband applied for a program at the University of Maryland, a master's degree program, and he got accepted. So we were coming to the United States like in 15 days. That was 18 years ago, in 2000. So it was very excited, very sad, because we have to leave everything behind, family. It was suddenly friends, neighbors. It's like, 15 days is all that we got. So we just got here, a new life. It was excited in some way, because it was a new beginnings, to new many things. But we, again, like Jesus said, it was to learn a new language, new culture, to know the system and many things. And then and we came to the D.C. area. We lived there for 2 years. And then I became very, very aware of my skin color, my ethnicity, my native language, my roots, my heritage, because every form that you have to fill up, you have to check all of these boxes. So until today, of course, I'm very aware of that, especially my brown skin, and especially with all this environment today. But at the same time, it was beautiful the time that we lived, because we were able to meet people, especially at our kids' schools, people from Africa, people from the Middle East, other countries in Latin America. So for all of that was really new for us, because that's why America is a very special country, because you don't have to go almost any other part of the world. You can have everything here. So it was very, very exciting to have new food. I remember Ethiopian food. I love it, and all that kind of things. And, well, my husband finished his degree, and he was offered a job here in Baltimore. He applied for several jobs in the D.C. area, but nothing came out. For some reason, he got 3 offers in this area, so I think it was not coincidence. It really was meant for us to be in this area. But we came now, this time, to the suburban area. We lived for 8 years in Cockeysville, again, what a nice time. We kind of got our American dream. We became homeowners, and it was really nice. And for some reason, when we were going to church, we attended only mostly white English-speaking American churches. And we got really immersed in this American culture. We learned many things. We were almost speaking only English and only Spanish at home. But wherever we were going, we didn't have really other Latino friends. We got surrounded for all that, and now I understand why, because today it is playing a big role in my life that I tell you later. So we learned this American culture. We learned that everything here is planned, everything here is scheduled, and everything here is on an agenda. So even babies, that was kind of shocking for me, but because I got pregnant and we got a girl, and everything was like, okay, you have to put your baby to sleep to a certain time. You have to feed him here to a certain time. Everything is on an agenda. And I was really not used to all of that. So, well, but she's growing up very well. So... Then, now you got pregnant, you need to think about the college education. You have to get funds. Really? I'm just pregnant right now, you know? Oh, you got a new job? You are in your 20s or 30s? You need a 401k. What? Are you already thinking about retirement? And it's not that we don't plan in our countries, but we really live more like day by day, you know? We plan things, but sometimes we are not very organized, and I think it has to do a lot with seasons, you know? You have winter, you have summer, and you have to harvest for summer. We just can go to our backyard and get the mango from the tree. That's all the year around. You don't have to worry about that. So it's kind of a different dynamics, but it was very interesting to learn that, and it was good for my life. I'm not saying that it's bad. It's really good, but we need to get some balance, you know. So then we got many friends, American friends, and I learned that I have to call before go for a coffee, and if we want to go for lunch, well, I need to get a space in your agenda. So that was another very different thing for me to learn. But so we learned to move in this different culture. And then we came to the city of Baltimore, which is another story, you know. It's a city again. But our roots, our heritage was calling us to come here, and the desire to reach out our Latino community. We came to plant a church, and it was nice because the southeast area in Baltimore is full of organizations like CASA and many other nonprofit organizations. So if you want to live in community, this is a good place to live in community. There's many opportunities to do that. So we got to know many people in these organizations, but at the same time, we got connected again with our immigrant community. So I started to learn all these stories like Jesus and many other stories that you are listening today, how they crossed the border, why they took all decisions, why they live life the way they live, because my story was very different coming to the United States. And I start to learn that even if we are Latinos and speak the same language, we are not the same culture. We can be really very different. People maybe assume when they look at me that I'm Mexican and I eat spicy food. I don't. I came here to learn how to eat spicy food, which I love spicy food now. So I have learned many things, and I learned to eat pupusas and many other food that I love today. And then I learned that in Baltimore is a city of boundaries, you know. Baltimore is a city of lines. You don't cross lines. And I, especially in the South area, you can see the white neighborhood, the immigrant neighborhood, the African-American neighborhood. So it was nice to have all that diversity in the city, and because I learned so much about my American friends, you know, now I am able to just sit in, around the table with them and have a conversation in English. And then at the next hour, I go with my immigrant friends from Mexico, from El Salvador, from many other countries, and I can speak in Spanish to them and start to give teach this side about things and teach this other side about other things. And then I have my African-American friends, and I have learned so much about the history of civil rights, really. why I learned so much about that. So now I really appreciate and I understood. I understood why it has been so enriching to be able to know this American culture, my immigrant culture, my African American culture, and be able to sit around the table and understand and see just faces and appreciate people and stop judging them because the way they look. And I really, so this is just to summarize and to tell you that I was living in a bubble in Colombia, a very nice life. And I was in a very comfort zone living every day. But I'm so thankful that 18 years ago, that bubble burst. And I was able to come here and move really freely through many different cultures and languages and things like that. So just be able to look at the person face to face, know the other person, and just understand that that's just a human being like you and me. So burst that bubble. Get out from your comfort zone and meet people, because this is a beautiful, wonderful country like no other in the world, when you have all the world here right now.